He compared the distant skyline to the sketch. Aside from a bit of blunting and crumbling in the ensuing years, they were the same. The text said, "To eastward of the mountains lies the ruin of a man's city, remarkably well preserved. It was man called Denver. It is not as aesthetically advanced as those in the middle or eastern part of the continent. The usual miniature doors have little or no ornamentation. The interiors are no more than slightly oversized dollhouses. Utility rather than artistry seems to have been the overall architectural purpose. There are three cathedrals, which were apparently devoted to the worship of different heathen gods, showing that the culture was not monosectarian, even though it may have been dominated by priesthoods. One god, Bank, seems to have been more general in worship. There was a man library remarkably well stocked with books. The department sealed some of the library rooms after removing to archives the only important volumes, those on mining. As no ore bodies were evident under the foundations, and no valuable ore materials were employed by the indigenous population in its construction, the man's city remains in a remarkable state of preservation, aided in part by the dry climate. The cost of further restoration is being requisitioned." Turl laughed to himself. No wonder the culture and ethnology department had been phased out on this planet if it was applying for credits to reconstruct man's cities. He could hear the counterblast from the directors now. They'd fair put a shaft through the heads of such tinny, spinny, oh dear me, arty types. Well, it was data he might use in his plans. Who knew? He got back to the business at hand. Yep, there was the highway stretching out. He was right on it, right in the middle of it. It was a couple of 100 feet wide at this point, and it could be clearly discerned. It probably had 2 or 3 feet of sand on top of it, but the growing grass was uniform, and the shrubs to either side, not being able to put down roots directly on it, defined between their 2 edge rows, a straight course. Turl took another look around. There were some cattle, a small herd of horses in the distance. Nothing worth shooting, since no cyclo could eat meat of that metabolism. Nothing dangerous enough to offer sport. It was luxurious to have time to think about hunting, and even to be equipped for it, and even more luxurious not to do it. He had a bigger game going anyway. He dropped down into the driver's seat and punched the buttons to close the top. The unbreathable air exhausted from the cab and was replaced by proper gas. He took off his face mask, contrary to regulations, and dropped it on the gunner's seat. The purple interior was a relief to his nerves.